We're now going to look behind one of the major stories in the news this afternoon. Prominent Rhode Island developer Richard Beccari Sr. has been indicted on bribery and conspiracy charges. The prosecutors allege are connected to Beccari's role in the ongoing corruption investigation into North Providence town government. It's already resulted in prison terms for four town political figures. Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay joined us talking about the significance of Beccari's indictment. Scott, welcome.
Good afternoon, Dave.
So first of all, the name may be familiar to Rhode Islanders. Who is Richard Beccari Sr.?
He's a prominent developer. He's 71 years old. He lives in Narragansett. He is no stranger to controversy in this state. He's done some great projects that have been award-winning and that people look at. Kettle Point, for instance, over in East Providence. He's also did this wonderful rehabilitation of the stone building near Coro in the Jewelry District in Providence, where the Brown Development Office has their offices. He's been the primary developer around here in this part of New England for Stop and Shop. And this is where the focus is. What the prosecution is saying is that Mr. Beccari, he owns a company called Churchill and Banks, that he paid a bribe to three members of the North Providence Town Council to purchase their votes to approve a zoning change for a proposed supermarket.
These are former council members.
They are former council members. They are now housed at taxpayer expense in federal prison, all three of these folks. The other thing that he's known for is battling with environmentalists. Well, some Rhode Islanders of a certain age will remember his attempt to put condos down at Black Point in Narragansett on the water. Big battle with Save the Bay and other environmental groups. Way back to the 1980s, he eventually lost his quest to try to put the condos there and later sold the land.
That's the area that's about a mile north of Narragansett Beach, right?
That's correct. It's an environmentally sensitive area.
Sure. Now, Mr. Beccari is indicted. Also, his company separately is indicted.
Yes. Basically, the prosecutors allege that Beccari paid $50,000 in bribes to the three members of the North Providence Town Council, again, to purchase their votes and get himself in a zoning variance so he could build this supermarket. Beccari was indicted on one count of conspiracy and one count of bribery, U.S. Attorney's Office said today in a statement.
Okay, so what is the progression here? What happens next?
Well, it's interesting. We don't know a lot about this because at this point, we don't really know a whole lot about the case except this allegation. And I think the interesting thing is going to be, were there other people in North Providence involved, or is Beccari the big fish that prosecutors have been looking for all along? So far, what they have is people who are minnows, some people would say. We have the three town council members, Joseph Birchfield, Raymond Douglas, and John Zamborano, who are no longer, of course, on the council because they're in jail. And we have Robert Cerisi, who's the longtime North Providence town solicitor, who's also in prison for coordinating the bribe. So what we do now is the next case that happens here will be flush this case out, and then Beccari will have to make a decision on how he wants to proceed.
As you pointed out, we don't know much about the details of the case. Basically, it's a news release that came out today from the U.S. Attorney's Office. Any indication, any sense that Mr. Birchfield, Douglas, and Zamborano, the former councilman, have been cooperating with federal law enforcement authorities about this?
Well, that's certainly a big possibility that somebody there is cooperating. Here's what we do know. According to a secret FBI wiretap that was done by former North Providence Councilman Paul Carancy, who wore the wire to help bring down his corrupt colleagues, these folks bragged about getting money from Beccari, $50,000, in a brown paper bag, basically, that was given to Mr. Zamborano. So it's very possible that one of these folks is sick of being in jail and they are cooperating, but we do not know that yet.
What about Robert Cerisi, the longtime North Providence town solicitor?
Well,
any indication that he is cooperating?
That is where most of the speculation is focused on, that he's the one who is cooperating. However, we do not know that. We do know that Cerisi knows an awful lot about town government in North Providence. He was the town solicitor forever, almost. And again, he's in prison for coordinating the bribe. He went to trial, actually, and was convicted.
Next step in this case, Scott, it certainly has rocked North Providence town government for now several years.
Yes, it has. I think it's interesting because Mr. Beccari, unlike some of the other defendants in these cases, he's a multimillionaire. He has enough money to contest these charges. He's reportedly hired Anthony Cardinale, who is a very well-known Boston defense lawyer, has represented everyone from white-collar criminals to, frankly, La Cosa Nostra associates. He's very good in court. And unlike a lot of people, he doesn't have to plea bargain. If he wants to contest these charges, Mr. Beccari has the resources and the financial means to do so. And we all know that when the federal government comes down on you, not everyone has the kind of resources to hire the top flight legal defense that you need and actually battle the case.
Now, as this case progresses, the federal government case against Mr. Beccari and against his company, what happens to his company?
Well, we don't know that either. We don't know yet because we haven't seen in discovery, as you know. We will see just what the federal government has when the legal process unwinds. We will see just what they have on both he and his company. But his company could be in serious trouble.
But for the time being, it's an ongoing company. It is presumed innocent.
Yes, it is. Everyone has their right to a fair trial, as we know.
Okay. Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dave.